Oh, amazing. Thank you very much. Chris, Sarah, Sophie, can you hear me okay? Your end, you okay?
Absolutely, yes. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, amazing. It's honestly so good to have you today. I was really excited about chatting June. So, so yeah, big fan. So, yeah, it's a very, very warm welcome. Hope you both got your coffees in hand. I have got myself a large latte here, so hope you're ready.
Is it a spiced latte? Dune joke.
You know
no.
what?
No, I'm getting that. Oh, thank you.
I failed. I'm so sorry it's not, but yeah, how silly. Yeah, I mean, this is an exciting one for fans. I think, I think it's just such perfect territory for, and this is going to be every fan's thought, isn't it? Such perfect territory for a series because there's so much to explore, right? I mean, fans of the, obviously the book, but also of the films, you know, they see a lot of stuff, but it's really only scratching the surface, isn't it? So what a perfect choice for a series. I don't know what you guys thought about when you sort of got involved into this massive universe. Must have been quite an exciting moment jumping in.
Yeah, so exciting. I mean, we both became obsessed with the films when we watched part one the first time, and then to get to be part of the universe is pretty amazing, and also to get to be part of the universe but 10,000 years prior to the film. So it's, the houses are different places, you know, it's fun to be part of telling that story, and also the origin story of the Bene Gesserits.
Yeah, and you said scratching the surface. It, you know, even with our show, I feel like we're still only scratching the surface of what this kind of universe has in terms of story and characters, and you know, the ongoing battle for power. It's really nice to expand it for the fans, but also start from a place that we could, you know, bring in some new fans if they're not familiar with Dune. You know, they'll be able to come in and watch kind of from the beginning.
Yeah, fascinating. And in terms of the sort of the way that this has kind of been approached, I mean, from someone who's seen the films, really familiar with that, it kind of looks like it's kind of all there. You know, you've got the visuals, you've got the scope. I mean, even the music. You know, just watch the trailer, and it all seems, you know, it's there, right? This is more Dune that you're familiar with. But on top of that, you're sort of bringing in all this new stuff as well. So I think, yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a good place for, well, I suppose both fans and people who haven't really delved into it much yet, right?
Yeah, I think the cinematic quality to it, like, it definitely, you know, that it was key for them to kind of carry the tone over, I think, of Dune, but then also bring something fresh and bring something new. And, you know, that expansion is super exciting. And I think there's a lot of stories to be told there.
Yeah, 100%. And something for everyone, like people that are already fans will recognize names and, you know, characters and planets. But they'll also get, you know, more info about how it all started, you know, with the feud between the Harkonnen and the Atreides and the Bene Gesserits. But people that are not yet fans of Dune will just... You know, it's a very character-driven show. You know, it's very epic, but it feels very grounded, I feel, in the way it's written. So absolutely, I feel like it will speak to people that maybe aren't normally sci-fi fans as well.
Yeah, I actually saw a really interesting comment just from a random watcher on the trailer, and I thought, you know what, that probably captures it pretty well, because they were like, you know what, this looks like it's got the politics of Game of Thrones, you know, put into like this sci-fi setting. And I thought, yeah, that's probably a description of it. I don't know what you think.
Well, that's a huge compliment. I mean, the show is amazing. So
yeah, if we have half the success of Game of Thrones, you'd be happy. You know? So that's always nice to hear.
And in terms of the actual, you know, being involved on this on set, guys, because I know, I actually sort of saw a really quick clip from Mark Strong, obviously, is on set as the Emperor character. But, I mean, he was saying, like, it's as big as any set he's worked on, you know, in the film side of things. So, I mean, what was it like? Super busy? And, I mean, it looks like it must have been, judging from, you know, the finished product in terms of the trailer. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. So was it a big set, a busy set?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've never been in anything anywhere near this size and scale wise. So I was just blown away by the fact that all the sets are practically built. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this is incredible.
Yeah, it was insane. I think in terms of scale, it's kind of funny because we were there so long. You know, we shot for like 5 months. It feels like a very intimate workplace in terms of you kind of get to know everyone and everyone's job and everyone's part. But, you know, stepping back and looking back and then going to different sets, you realize that the scale and the resources we had were kind of unbelievable, and hopefully that shows in the final piece.
Yeah.
Oh, Fantastic. Yeah. No, it must be such a, you know, exciting moment, you know, knowing this is just about to sort of premiere. You're going to see it, you're going to release it into the world, and hopefully people, you know, adore it, because, yeah, it looks like you've done just such a wonderful job at expanding on this, you know, really and this is the thing, right? It's such a complex universe. I think for fans of sort of sci-fi, you know, if you compare it to the other sort of mainstream sci-fi, I think it's just like a really complex universe. So in terms of, like, you know, getting to grips with this, what was it like sort of immersing yourself in that sort of lore? I mean, it kind of seems like there's just loads to learn to start with even.
Yeah, and also, like, I mean, we've spoken about this a lot, Chris and I, like, how the, you know, the scripts are written. It's like, you never really know, because, like, all the characters are so, they're so recognizably human. Like, mm-hmm. you never know who's the bad guy, who's the good guy. And when you think, you know, everything changes.
You're often wrong.
Yeah.
I think coming into it and having the books that kind of precede our story as reference, but also, like, Alison and Jordan, like, their knowledge of the story and their knowledge of Dune, they're huge Dune fans as well. So having people there who are running the show, being able to turn to them at any point and being like, okay, does this track right, you know, and how does this work, or what does this mean, you know, we felt like we were in very safe hands with all that stuff.
Yeah, 100%. And also, like, they were always available to talk about backstory as well. Mm-hmm. So to feel like that we could create something new, but that very, like, real characters.
Yeah, amazing. You know, it kind of sounds like it's one of those things that you had this right, but it sounds like you kind of need, like, almost like a lore master, you know, like someone who just knows the universe so well. It sounds like you had that to sort of lean back on and think, right, would this resonate? You know, is this real?
Yeah, a lot of shows have, like, show Bibles that are usually pretty big documents, but I dread to think how big the document was for our show.
It would have been so. Yeah.
Yeah, you said that 4 months, but three of those months were probably just training, right? Reading the book.
Yeah, training and reading the book. Yeah, that's what
passing the exams. Passing the Dune exams. and guys, I mean, this is a tough one, because obviously I don't want to give away, you know, any sort of plot points, anything like that at all. But, and I'm just defaulting to what I've seen in the trailer, so I think it's safe to talk about that, right? But I would love to ask you, what are you most excited about audiences seeing? Now, there's a lot to choose from, I know that, but I'm just going to say my personal one, right? I was really hoping to see more sandworm action. And I think I can safely say that there's a tick for that, just from the trailer. Don't want to give anything away, but yeah. What do you think? What are some things that you are really looking forward to people seeing?
Well, first of all, looking forward for people to get more Dune. Mm-hmm. I think if you're a fan, I think I'm looking forward for them to get to know how it all started with the Bene Gesserits, like how the school was built, and how they, like, more about their abilities, like truth sense and the voice and all of that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, the power of the sisterhood. Yeah. I think the actual, like, true power, because we see it in, you know, in the movies, obviously, but being able to dive behind the actual, like, origins of that power and how they use it and the kind of limitless potential that they have, really makes, you know, builds out that kind of powerful sisterhood vibe, which is really intense.
Yeah,
no, that's awesome, because I think the movie sets up so well in terms of, you know, it's clearly this, like, force to be reckoned with, right? It's like a really central force, but you know sort of next to nothing about it, so the fact that you can now explore that and learn where it's coming from, awesome. I mean, I think that's going to be one definitely tick box for fans of the movies who want to learn a bit more, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And guys, you know, because I was thinking, just such a crazy big universe, there must be something unusual that you had to learn about that you just never suspected. It might be a tough question off the top of your head, but there must be something. I mean, I don't know, Chris, is it going to be, you know, swinging around these swords? I just don't know. Just, there must be something you can tell us.
Yeah,
to learn to do this.
I don't think I ever thought I was going to be efficient in sword fighting, and especially the Atreides style, which is based on a Filipino style called Balintawak. So, like, you know, probably never in my life woke up and went, oh, I'm gonna, you know, get involved in that. But it's kind of a lot of actors' dream is to be able to go in and learn a discipline, you know, learn something that helps you build your character out but also challenges you physically. And I think for me, that was the one that, you know, it was important, because they really helped me out in the character briefs when they released it, that it says, you know, Kieran Atreides, sword master. So immediately I was under pressure.
Yes.
But I had so much fun being able to train that, and me and Sarah Sophie got to train together. And
yeah, it was
a lot of fun.
So much fun. Yeah, we started training a month prior to filming. So yeah, it was so much fun. I thought like the challenging part for me was also flickering that knife.
I was about to say the sisterhood moves. Yeah.
It was like a tiny, but the flicker of it, like taking it up and open, like it was.
That's so difficult, but it looks so cool. It looks so cool on screen.
It's almost like that sort of the sort of like gun tricks that they do in westerns, isn't it? Like
the gunslinger.
Yeah. Yeah. Took a lot of practicing.
Yeah, well, it's. Tell you what, then, if people are listening to this, that's one thing they need to look out for, that little move, and think, you know what, I know the work that went on to produce that.
Yeah, and it looks effortless. And I'm going to go and Google, which is great.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm going to go and Google Balintawak now as well, guys. I'm going to have a little look.
Yeah, it's amazing when you watch the guys do, the masters do that. It's insane. I'm nowhere near that good, I'll tell you that.
But he's really good.
Oh, you will be. I mean, yeah, I think people will have to be the judge of that when they see you on screen. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, guys, thank you so much. I'm aware I do need to let you go very shortly, but I just wanted to, thank you very much indeed for joining us, and really looking forward to checking this out when it premieres Monday, 18th of November, I believe. So thank you so much, guys. And, see you in the world of Dune.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you.